So today I'm absolutely delighted to be speaking to Melissa from Roscommon Library. How are you doing, Melissa? How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Great. It's great to have you here because I'm a big fan of the library myself and I think it's a fantastic resource for the community. So it's great to have a chat with you so you can tell us about all the fantastic facilities that are available there for free.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Great.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So I'm, as I said, a big fan of the library myself, and I read an awful lot of books. So can you tell our listeners how they can join the library and how they can order books?
Yeah, well, it's quite simple. Pop into any of our libraries around the county. There's Roscommon, Boyle, Balladreen, yeah. Castlereagh, Strokestown, Elphin, and we have the mobile library service as well, and the mobile visits the whole county, different places around the county.
Yeah.
Just pop in and the staff there will gladly give you a form. You fill out the form and that's it.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a new system now around the country that if you're a member of any library, say from Ballybuffet to Ballina, you can use the one card.
Brilliant.
So the one card fits all around the country and it's a very easy process. Additionally, for children, children can come in. However, they will need their parents there to sign.
Yeah.
If they're under 18.
Yes. And I think you can take out about 12 books at a time, isn't that correct?
Yes, it's 12 books at a time. It's very generous.
It certainly is.
Very generous.
There's lots of times actually when I have the 12 out myself.
Good. You're an avid reader then.
Oh, I am. I get through an awful lot of books. But it's brilliant as well that if somebody has a particular interest in a particular book, they can go online and search for that book and put it on hold as well, can't they?
Yes, you can do that yourself with your borrower card and
yeah.
your unique ID code.
Correct.
But if you can't, you can do that from home. But if you fail to manage that from home, come in and our staff will do it for you. You can get a book from any place in the country. And in the last couple of months, we have there's no longer any fines. So some people might have had books out and there was fines due on them and they're afraid to bring them back. That day is gone now. Come in. There are no fines. Additionally, the library service is free of charge and everybody is welcome.
Yeah, I saw that. I think there was something on News Talk there about them abolishing the fines because there was some people, I know a friend of mine now, she was afraid to go back. Something had borrowed and the fine had gone up.
I know.
But it's brilliant because I said you can order the books online, you can put up to 12 books on hold and you can also get 12 books out at a time. So it's brilliant. You can, if you had a particular interest in a particular subject either, you can order that particular book and of course buy it for free. Or not buy it for free, or borrow it for free, should I say. And also then maybe if there was a book you were interested in, a kukri book or something, and you didn't want to spend a load of money on it, you could get in the library and see if you liked it before you... You bought it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the way to go. That's what most people are doing. And you can get a book anywhere with this new Sierra system.
Yeah.
It has opened the whole country up to people for borrowing purposes. So we're very busy at the moment with that. Boxes coming and going.
Yeah.
But it's proving very popular with our customers.
Yeah. And of course, it's very important to encourage our young little readers. Can you tell us about the Right to Read at Your Library initiative, which is run nationwide in libraries?
Of course I can. Well, the Right to Read programme initiative was introduced nationally in 2017. And we, in Roscommon Library, we work with various partners our network partners, like the GRETB, Fróiga, TUSLA, and Roscommon Child Care Committee, so we can enhance the services that we give the county.
Yeah.
Under the Right to Read programme, there are various things that we do throughout the year. So I'll start, say, now in April.
Yeah.
April, we're doing Spring Into Story Time.
Brilliant.
Which is for the month of April. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a few minutes.
That's fine, yeah.
Then summertime, we have the Summer Reading Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Which is obviously during the summer months. Mm-hmm. Followed by the Children's Book Festival. That's nationally too. Now in Roscommon, we call it Ross na Nóg. That's our own name.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's a nice name. And then at Christmas time, we have family time at your local library where we run storytelling, Santa Claus, visiting and various events throughout the county.
Brilliant. So it's an ongoing thing. It's not just that they do one thing in the year and then forget about it. You keep the interest up.
Yes, it's all around the country, and each of our libraries do something for all of those events, all of those pivotal times that I've just mentioned.
Yeah, so you've had good interest in that, have you?
Oh yes, we've had huge interest in that. In fact, in order to get the Right to Read Award, you need a certain standard, and we have achieved that standard. So we're very proud of our staff and the fact that we've managed to achieve the standard straight away in the first year.
That's absolutely brilliant. It's great. So is there any other detail on that you'd like to tell us?
Well, I spoke about spring into story time, so perhaps I'll focus on what we're doing in April.
Yeah, do.
Okay, so I'll talk about the initiatives, the events under Right to Read, because I'm the coordinator for that and I'm more familiar with that.
Very good.
And then I might touch on the Work Matters at your local library.
Oh, yeah.
My colleague Carolyn takes care of that.
Yeah.
And then I'll touch on Healthy Ireland at your library. And another colleague of mine, Lorraine, is taking care of that.
Great.
So I'll start with Spring into Storytime at your local library. We will have storytelling sessions from 3 to 6 year olds on Saturday the 13th and the 27th.
Great.
At 11 a.m. in Roscommon Library. Now, in saying that, I'm just focusing on Roscommon for this. Dorothea and Raymond will be doing it in Roscommon. However, we're doing this in all of our libraries.
Lovely.
Yeah. So the best thing would be to check in with your
local library. Yeah.
Because there's something in each library.
Excellent.
The bigger libraries have two events.
Yeah.
While the smaller libraries, which we only have two of, they're having one event.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody.
Brilliant.
You know. Now, following on from that, every Monday, we have the Rossi Readers, which is a parent and toddler group.
Oh, I love the name.
Yeah, it's a good name, isn't it?
I love it.
It couldn't be better for the library service. I think it's very apt. The Rossi Readers meet every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12.
Yeah.
Parents are welcome just to pop in. But on April 15th, we're having a special day, face painting, storytelling and egg hunt. An egg hunt.
Oh, lovely.
For the kids. Yeah. So that's just a little treat for them.
That's lovely.
We have Penny Farrell coming in. She's a speech and language therapist. She has a particular interest in libraries. She has worked in libraries with us in the past. So on, let me just check, Monday the 29th of this month, Penny will be coming in. She'll be doing interactive storytelling and language development for parents and young children.
Brilliant.
From the ages of 1 to the age of 3.
Excellent.
And then the next day, we're having the same but different. It'll be for the younger, for the babies.
Oh, lovely.
And she's going to focus, having an interactive session on the importance of language development and how you can use toys. And
To interact with the children.
With children and storytelling, you know.
As she says,
it's never too early to start with children.
Oh, no, it isn't. Yeah. And it's all free, I presume, is it?
It's all free of charge.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
To have an expert like that coming down to Roscommon and to deal with the different age groups, it's just brilliant. Like, no one's been left out.
No one's been left out, hopefully. Yes,
that's great.
I'll just mention then Work Matters at the library. This is another programme. Carolyn is in charge of this. So on the 16th of April, we will have CV writing and interview techniques.
Oh, very helpful.
Yes, we will have a career coach called Aoife Maloney popping in. It's from 6:30 to 7:30. I believe there's still places available.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to book, they can just pop into the local library, ask the staff at the desk, and they'll put your name down for it.
Well, that's a great help for people, because there's so many people out there now that they want to get back into workforce. They're feeling a bit apprehensive about it and they don't know where to start, and maybe they're afraid to ring up an agency because they'll expect them to have a CV done already. But to have that facility in your local library that you can go in and get someone to give you help, I think that's excellent, isn't it? And just in a comfortable environment there, you know.
In a safe, private, comfortable environment.
Yeah. That's
I'm sure there'll be a cup of tea too.
And, that's lovely.
Further from that, there's another workshop on. It's called Coaching and Training in the Job Seeking Arena.
Yeah.
Success depends on clarity. Be Clear About What You Really Want. It's by Evelyn Cormican from Blueprint Coaching and Training. And that will be on the 30th of April from 6:15 to 8:15. And you can book through the library service. Just go in and ask any of the staff and they'll book you a spot.
Well, that's excellent too, because as I said, some people looking for work or getting back into the workplace, maybe they've been minding kids for a while or, you know, whatever reason that it takes some time out and they're not know where to start. So hopefully an event like that will give them some direction, that they're not just going for the spray and pray approach either for the jobs, that someone will be able to give them a bit of direction, like what are you interested in? Do you want to do something new? You know, give them advice on where to go. So that's great. There's some many events on then in the library, isn't there?
Yes, there are. Yes.
Brilliant.
Can I just say Healthy Ireland?
Oh, yes, events. Of course.
Lorraine is coordinating the Healthy Ireland events for us in the library.
Yeah.
And we have two events scheduled for April. One is actually starting on Thursday. It's called Living Well with Arthritis.
Oh, now, very good.
It will consist of six consecutive Thursdays,
yeah,
from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Now, there's a small charge, and I think that covers a book that's going to be given out.
Oh, yes.
There is a charge of €32, and medical card holders can get it at a reduced rate of 24.
Very good.
Yeah. We don't normally charge, but this is an outside agency, and it's for the book that they're charging.
Yeah.
The Heart Foundation will be at the library too. Now, the date hasn't been confirmed, but yeah, I gather it's the very last week in April. The mobile library unit will be outside the library mm-hmm. From 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. So anyone can, you know, come yeah. and go in and get checked out.
That's brilliant, because arthritis is quite common in the country. And people need to know more about it. Also, we have a lot of heart disease, etc., in Ireland too. So, you know, that's also very relevant. You know, it's great. But the thing is, if anyone wants to know, they can just ring their local library.
Yeah.
They can also drop in. And you just, if you want to know when they're open, you can just Google it. You have a Facebook page as well, I'm presuming.
Yes,
so there's lots of information there. And I mean, you're only delighted to see people coming in. You know, it's you love to see them.
Oh, we love to see people coming
yeah.
in at any time of the year. With Right to Read, the project yeah. I'm involved in, the programme, I would have certain times of the year where I'm very busy.
Mm-hmm.
April would be one. Summertime with the Summer Reading Challenge
That's
is
right,
another
yeah.
where we try to get kids in and incentivise them to read through.
Yeah.
We have a system where they read X amount of books and they get a wristband, then a pencil case.
I think that
draws every week. For
I think that's a very good idea with the yeah. summer, because some of them might only read because they're going to school and they
yeah.
lose the habit over the summer. Whereas if they sign up for their program with the library, it keeps them interested and keeps them reading books. And then when they come back in the summer, after the summer, they can tell their friends about the new books they found.
Yes.
Yeah. And lastly, this is one of the things I use myself quite a lot. There's a free online services provided by the library that are fantastic. And you can get free magazine services. And it's a huge money saver, because if you're buying magazines, you're talking about, well, at least €3, maybe €5 for some of them. And I told some of my friends about it and they couldn't believe what was available. So you just go in online and just see, go into e-magazines. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of that, but it's brilliant. Like all the women's magazines like Heat, Closer, Grazia, Woman's Own, I can't think of all of them, are there.
Yes.
They're brilliant. And it's, as I said, just go in and they're free. And what you can read them on your laptop, or you can install the Orbi Digital app on your phone and read them on your phone as well. So if you're stuck somewhere and you're waiting, you can pop in and read your own magazine. You don't have to be relying on the old ones in the waiting room.
Yeah. So it's brilliant. It probably saves you a fortune.
Oh, fortune, because I spend a load of money on magazines. It's absolutely brilliant. And I read the women's magazines. But I see there's a lot of other genres there, like if you're interested in maybe writing or photography or health or something else, there's a lot of other things there as well. And
everything under the sun, really. And you can come in. We have received Hublets in the library.
All right.
You can go in and borrow them, like a book. Well, and you can keep them out. You can use them in-house
yeah.
for about 2 hours. And all of these, you can have access to all of those magazines on that, in addition to what
just read them
uploaded
online as well.
On your phone or whatever.
Well, that's great, because some people have said they mightn't be au fait with going online, so it's great that they can go in and read the magazines there as well. And yours, I think you also have newspapers too, don't you?
Yes, we have all the newspapers online. Yeah. So,
and you have the physical newspapers as well, don't they?
We do, the libraries. We have the daily papers.
Yeah, and some of the local ones, probably the Herald and some of those as well.
I was going to say the Champion, but it's the People. I think we have the Sligo Champion.
Yeah,
I don't know if we have it in Roscommon. I know we have it in Ballardree and in Boyle.
Yeah, but it's great. Because it's brilliant that to have that facility there, especially for an older person who just wants to go out and maybe they've been doing their shopping and just want to say, I want to sit down for a few minutes. Pop into the library, sit down, read your paper. You know,
exactly. Even if you're waiting for a train, pop in for half an hour, do the crossword, or, you know.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's been brilliant talking to you today, Melissa. I've really enjoyed our chat, and thanks for so much for telling us about all the fabulous facilities at the library, because I'm a big fan, as you know. I want more people to go in. So thanks a million. It was lovely to have you.
Thanks for inviting me.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.